of worship in. There's a sound of worship in this house that has to be brought forth this morning. And let us lift it up now. Flow to you. Flow to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Lord,
praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God for another great day. Amazing grace. Welcome today. We just want to give God the praise and the glory. He's such a good God. He is an awesome God. Words cannot express it enough in our English language. I hope everyone had a great weekend thus far, and welcome again. We were on our last broadcast. We were talking about God's healing for you today, okay? And we covered a lot of material. On our last broadcast, we talked about, is it God's will for you to be healed? We gave several scriptures. We went over some things concerning the curses and talked about how Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. I hope some of you were able to read Deuteronomy chapter 28:15-22 and on 27 and 29, describing that curse. But praise be to God for Jesus. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And this is what we talked about last week. God's word describes sickness as a curse, and he has given us health as a blessing. Again, we talked about in creation, think about it, God did not create Adam and Eve with sickness. They were healthy, strong, vibrant. We talked about how, even in the word disease, think about it. It's broken into two parts, dis-ease. Broken ease. We're not supposed to have broken ease. We're supposed to have ease. Wonderful ease in our bodies. Okay? Jesus paid an awesome price. And this was his love, his blood, his body. He paid the price for our sin. He took it all. He suffered. He died. According to Isaiah, he bore it all. Now, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. You should not accept any sickness we talked about. Jesus has been made a curse for us. So it's a done deal, in other words. It's a done deal. Paid for. Now, the trick of the enemy is to cause you to think or to believe that nothing has happened. But yeah, okay, you were saved from sin. Jesus died for your sins. Okay, that's it. Ah, what deception. He paid it all. He died for your salvation. He died for your sickness and diseases. He also died that you don't have to be poor. When Jesus said it is finished, he meant it is finished, complete. He paid the price for the total wholeness, well-being of man. All we have to do is accept it. Now, praise the Lord. We said on this broadcast we were going to talk about some of the various myths, okay? Now, have you ever heard someone say, I'm sick because God is punishing me. And he's punishing me, and when he gets ready, he'll heal me. Such a bad thing to put upon our God. He is so good. He is so awesome. God does not put any sickness on you. Matter of fact, let's go to Deuteronomy 7, verse 15. He says clearly, I will not put any of the diseases you are afraid of on you, but I will take all sickness away from you. Okay? He doesn't put sickness on you. Deuteronomy 28, he says, I have redeemed you from every sickness and every plague. In Exodus, let me give you a little bit of time to turn to it, okay? Exodus 23, he says, I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now think about it. Again, God lets you know his feelings concerning sickness and disease. a scripture that you can really begin to make into your declaration. So we'll talk about that. Psalms 118, that you shall not die, but live and declare his works. Psalms 118:17. Now in Psalms 107:20, he says, I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions. Jesus is the word of God. Psalms 91 says, no plague shall come nigh your dwelling. Oh, saints of God, we can go on and on and on. Anyone who's listening who does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I pray that today you will surrender your life to God. He is a good God, that you will ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, become your Lord and your Savior, so that you can begin a new life in him. He has prepared a wonderful kingdom for us to walk in, to live in, and to enjoy. We're only on this earth for a season, for a short time, compared to all eternity. But while we're here, and I love what Joyce Meyer says, the opening of her show, enjoying everyday life. Oh, yes, we should be able to enjoy every day upon this earth. Jesus said, my joy, my peace, he gives them to us. Our joy needs to be full. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Okay? Now, Jesus carried your pains, his carried your sickness. By his stripes, you were healed. So that has been settled. Understand, whatever you're going through, if you're going through any sickness in your body, you have to realize that it is an intruder. It is deception. You are healed. Now, either you're going to believe what God says about healing, or you're going to continue on in the deception, what the enemy says. When the Lord looks at you, he sees the finished work of Jesus. He sees his son. He paid the price for all, everything. And he sees you as healed. Now, if you're saying, oh, God, heal me, heal me. In a sense, he's like, what are you talking about? I already did it. My son already paid the price. Okay, so it's going to be up to you to really make the declaration and declare and decree, I am healed. Now, I know it might seem strange to some other people once you make up in your mind to make that declaration, and they may know you have this particular problem or whatever in your body that you've been, you know, battling with or suffering with for a number of years or whatever, and for you to make that declaration, they probably, you know, thinking in my mind, oh, I just feel sorry for them or him, you know, oh, they're just losing it right now, you know, they can't obviously see what's wrong with them. No, 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 no. This is reality. I decide to agree with what God says. His word is true. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. His word is truth. I am healed. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what I feel like. I am healed. Now, it's the enemy's job to, yeah, zap you with some pain or outward showings of it and say, look, don't you see? Don't you see? Look, look what you see. It's not what I see. It's what God says. Thank you, Lord. I believe I received. I received that healing. I thank you for it, God, because you healed me. Now, remember, you are in Christ Jesus. And I love to think of it this way. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Yeah, I know your physical body is here, but actually, we're seated with him in heavenly places. In other words, we are in Christ, and Christ is in us. Now, we are in Christ. He is not sick. Therefore, we are not sick. Now, you hear some of these myths, you know, oh, God put this on me. I got to endure this because of something I did wrong. Oh, that would be such a mean father. Would you hurt your child naturally like that? You would be a mean parent. To prove something and make them suffer and see their agony day after day until you felt you were satisfied with their suffering? No. No, he's not a God like that, to enjoy seeing suffering. Jesus suffered for us. Now, any suffering we need to do, it would be persecution of people maybe saying things or speaking evil against us. That's the suffering. But as far as physical suffering, pain, and sickness and disease, for God to want us to enjoy seeing us suffer in pain and agony, no, that is not God. Jesus paid it all. Praise God. He paid it all. He paid for it all. Now, he has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And he has blessed us, the scripture says, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He has blessed us. We are blessed. We are blessed. We're either cursed or we're blessed. Jesus delivers from the curse. Therefore, we are blessed. Now, since we are blessed, and it's according to your faith, if you will receive this, we are blessed with faithful Abraham. Now, you look back. Abraham believed God, said, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now, Abraham sinned? Of course he did. He told a lie a couple times concerning his wife. He was afraid. He was human. He was afraid. She was gorgeous, and he feared, okay, they're going to kill me for my wife. So, honey, sell you my sister. She agreed 2 times. Okay, they were found out. But yet, he believed God. God promised him. God said that he was going to bless him, and he was going to make him a blessing, and his seed would be blessed. We are blessed. Now, just like the curses overtook you in the law, Christ redeemed through the curse, the blessing overtakes us. Now, the blessing? Yes. Part of that blessing is you being free from sickness or disease, you being free from poverty, and enjoying this life here upon earth. Now, how do we begin to walk in that blessing? First of all, we have to know God's word. We have to believe God's word. And we need to confess God's word. Now, remember when you gave your life to Christ, okay? You confessed with your mouth and you believed in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. And the scripture said that you shall be saved. Okay? So you confess with your mouth. Out of the issues of the heart, the mouth speaks. In your heart, you believed, and you confessed Jesus as your Lord, and you are saved, just like that. So with the mouth, confession is made into salvation. Okay, so you confessed with your mouth the same way in God's word. He says you're healed. By his stripes, I am healed. Have a pain, by his stripes, I am healed. I'll break out of something, by his stripes, I am healed. Now, Jesus said something, and he gave a demonstration to the disciples. And it was so beautiful. They were walking, and they came to a fig tree. Many of you know the story. And he went to find figs on it. and there was no fix. Jesus cursed the tree. No man will eat of you again. Now the disciples were round about the tree. They all heard him. Probably was wondering, wow. They went on their way. They came back. Now, one of the Gospels says that Peter brought to Jesus' attention, Lord, the fig tree that you cursed, that's where the, you know, that was, Lord, look. Now, in today's language, Jesus, some kids would say, what do you think? You think I spoke for nothing? At the very moment that he cursed that fig tree, it died. Now, the outward manifestation of it, it looked the same to everybody. But Jesus knew it died. The moment he spoke it, boom, they're gone. It began to wither instantly. They went on their way, came back. Peter was shocked. And probably to some disciples, shocked. Lord. And he said, have faith in God. He's still saying the same thing today. Have faith in God. Believe his word. Believe. You speak and it will happen. According to his word, of course. Any promise that you can find in the word of God, you can speak that promise over your life and it will come to pass. You will have what you say. You will have what you say. Now, are you going to believe it or not? That's the thing. Now, you either are going to say, okay, God, I believe your word. From this day forward, I am going to walk in your word. I'm going to speak your word. I'm going to claim every promise, every treasure of your word, and I'm going to walk in it. Now, Jesus already said, he already has promised you that you have what you say. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Okay. Well, are you going to believe it or not? Okay, let's turn to Mark, the book of Mark. Okay, and let's go to the 11th chapter. We're going to read the 23rd verse. And previously, as we said, we talked about the fig tree. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, you could put your name there, shall say, underline that, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Okay, here it is, the heart again. Remember, you believed in your heart. You confessed with your mouth. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things, here it is again, which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Oh my, look at this. Three times Jesus expressed saying. Now we talked about confessing his word. Here's the exercising of it. You confess it, You exercise, you say it again and again and again and again. You keep on saying. You know, when you're in your natural body, if you want to lose some weight or do something and tone your body up, you need to do some exercise, right? Now, if you do one, it's not going to be much good. But how do you benefit by doing it again and again and again and again and again? And again, and building, and building, and building, and doing it again, until you see the manifestation. You go, whoa, look at my abs, whoa, look at my waist, oh, look at this. You have the manifestation from your exercising. So, confessing. You confess His word, believe in your heart, and you continue exercising. You say, Jesus gave the demonstration right here three times. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. Okay? Verse 24. Therefore I say, here's some more saying, unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have them. Okay. Can't make it any clearer than that. It's very important to speak God's word. Now, what do you fear? What do you fear? God's word is true. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Here is the word of God. Exercise it. Speak it. And you gather those healing scriptures. And you speak it over your life. First of all, never let it be said out of your mouth again, oh God, heal me. Oh, I'm waiting for my healing. No, no, no. You're saying the wrong thing. I am healed. Thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of my healing. Thank you. And you continue to trust and worship God. So many reports, testimonies in my own self, my own life, having been attacked by the enemy in some various form of pain or whatever, standing upon the word of God, saying, devil, I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do, however you attack my body, this is a healed body, you're trespassing, you have no rights, and I know who I am. You've got to know who you are in Christ. You have to know the price he paid. You have to know what he's done for you. He has redeemed you from the curse of the law. And preach the gospel, the good news, to the poor. He healed the sick. He cast. So remember, healing is for you. By his stripes, you are healed. Healing is for today. Yes, it is. Because Jesus paid it a long time ago. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So God bless you. Until next time, for our next broadcast, I pray that you enjoy this one and that you join us again. And next week, we're going to be talking about the blessing. Praise God. Have a great week. And remember who you are in Jesus. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Let us lift it up now. Flow to you. Flow. Hi, good morning.
Great.
Okay. Bless my favorite. Oh, I just did the broadcast.